So let's close our eyes. The moment you close your eyes and relax your mouth, relax your jaw and your tongue. You can even part the lips. Just allow the whole jaw to relax. So much tension is in the jaw from biting our tongue or holding our words back because we have to in some situations. But then over time, it's so much stress. So allow yourself to just let all that go. And for those of you who can, you might feel a tingling sensation going on in the middle of your brain. Or you might feel tingling all over the body. That's fine. You might feel nothing at all. Although, because we are inviting or opening up to the divine, then we cannot stand in the way. So enjoy this practice of going inside to your inner world where Guru or the spiritual teacher, Dr. Pillai, will guide you and give you an experience with Lord Murga and the veil. The veil is a spear-like object. The veil represents Om. Om is God. Now visualize the veil as your backbone and brain. The shaft of the veil or spear starts to come alive and give you strength to sit more erectly or upright. If that tires you out, lie down. It's okay to just relax too. And then when you're visualizing the veil as your backbone, that sensation of energizing your spine, and then at the subtle level, your susumna, where you go beyond the physical limitations, you go into the susumna and make it like a lightning rod. Not that you have to force it, just invite it. Feel the energy, feel the heat. Imagine thousands of suns, light, energy, intelligence, purification abilities to be felt inside the shaft of the veil as your backbone. And then you move up and see the head of the veil. It's like an upside down triangle or a flame even. That's your brain. So that's the head of the veil is your brain. The shaft is your backbone. Again, allow it to reveal itself to you. It's okay if you don't see it. It's there. Feel the presence. The tip of the veil pierces the top of your skull and opens the gateway to higher realms where non-physical beings can be called upon to help you. In this particular case, Murga. He is red in color. See red. Imagine it It's all around. And then it gets poured into the veil. Now that you have this image of the veil as your backbone and brain, we're going to invoke Ganesha's blessings to remove the obstacles for this meditation to be a success for you, in that it connects you to your higher self, God self. The spiritual masters, Dr. Pillai, and Lord Murga. Feel the energy at the base of your spine. Becoming alive. This energy is reddish, orangish light. It starts to swirl around in the pelvis and then goes down the legs into the feet and toes, releasing anything that keeps you stuck in life. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel this energy moving into the Sushumna. Moving into the backbone, going up, piercing the navel center, then the heart center in the middle of the chest. It moves up through the throat, the middle of the throat, up the neck into the third eye in the brain. And the red light, the reddish orangish light of Lord Muruga, our Lord Ganesha, is also going to activate the thalamus, which is a relay station. It's a relay station in your brain that allows you to integrate any information coming from the divine so that you can process it in whatever language that makes sense to you. It might reveal to you what you need to do. The next step you need to take to experience joy. In your life that overrides anything that's going on. And not only does it override it, transforms it. Your issues get transformed. This message is being relayed by Ganesha to your brain and the rest of your nervous system, and then the body will know what action to take. So you'll be thinking, feeling, saying, doing. The thing that will remove all obstacles in your life. Keeping your attention on the thalamus in the middle of your brain. Gum. 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 Gum is a sign for Ganesh to remove obstacles, blocks, delays. Gum. 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 Now we'll enliven the veil as your backbone and brain, starting from the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel your heart pounding. Ooh. Move up to the throat. Move up to the middle of your brain. Om. Veil is Om. Ah, U, Ma, Om. Activate the veil within you. Visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, beaming a red light, a laser beam of infrared light from his third eye into your third eye. Make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai to give you the ability to merge with the consciousness of the veil. Which will protect you from bad karmas. It will release you from situations that are preventing your progress, both materially and spiritually. And it will connect you with God. Lord Murga, the archetype of the third eye. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Keep receiving the infrared laser beam of light coming into your third eye, enlivening it, activating the veil. Or their backbone and brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Keep receiving the laser beam of red light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, piercing the midbrain, activating the veil. Allow pain from the body to pour into the veil. Anywhere along the veil, anywhere from within the body, from head to toe, releases congested energies in the form of physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, financial pain, relationship pain. Gets absorbed, released from the body into the veil. Om Vitrive Subramanyaya Namaha. Om Vitrive Subramanyaya Namaha. Om Vitrive Subramanyaya Namaha. You and the veil are one. You are the veil. You are the veil. You are the veil. keep visualizing the red light beaming the third eye from Dr. Pillai's third eye, enlivening the veil as your backbone and brain. Feel it transforming the energy in your body, mind, and soul, purifying your ego. So that you can experience God, Om. Be still. Commune with Lord Murga, the veil, God, Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Relax, feel the peace of the body, mind, and soul. Hold on to the image of the veil. Just let go of the meditation. Slowly, slowly come back to yourselves as you're coming back. Make a prayer of gratitude to Dr. Pillai, Ganesha, Lord Muruga, the veil. During Skandashasti, to take you to unimaginable heights or depths of your being and forever transform you. Relax and let go. Slowly, slowly come back. When you're ready, you can open your eyes or you can leave them closed.